From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Imagine a school where instead of pencils, the students come armed with cleavers and chopsticks. Instead of notebooks, their work is done in big blackened woks. And the smells. Oh, the smells. Ginger and soy, garlic and chili pepper and oil. Well, you have in your mind right now the Sichuan Higher Institute of Cuisine. It's in Chengdu, China, the capital of Sichuan Province. Sichuan, of course, famous for its fiery food long before it became famous for the earthquake in May. The cooking school reopened just a couple of days after the earthquake. I visited at a happier time in April. It's where the next generation of chefs is being trained, several thousand of them. I put on a white chef's jacket and poke my head into a classroom where second-year students are getting trained in three dishes. That's bullfrog. Fish-flavored stuffed eggplant. And that's squid with lychee flavor sauce. Second-year student Chong Le is showing us around. The instructor tells the students they have to cut the squid just right, or it won't blossom into a flower shape. It's supposed to look like a chrysanthemum. After class, it's practice time. The students scoot across the hall and get busy working on the dishes they've just learned. First step, sharpen your cleaver. It's the only knife they'll use. Whether they're carefully peeling ginger root, chopping mounds of garlic, whacking slabs of pork, or gently squeezing the seeds out of chilies.
If you don't do that, it's very easy to burn. Yeah, so that is why.
Very easy to burn if you have the seeds. Burn your mouth or burn in the wok?
No, that would be the color will be changed.
The color would be changed in the wok.
Yeah, so scorch.
It would scorch, okay.
Yes, it's not good.
Chong Le goes by Alex in English. He's 21.
Well, I'm from Chengdu.
The name Chong Le translates to often happy. Yeah.
And are you often happy?
Yeah, definitely. Hilarious.
Alex first learned how to cook from his father, a hobby he practiced at home. Then when he graduated from high school, he made a big decision. He wanted to be a chef overseas.
I'm very romantic. I don't want to be just stay in China. I want to go abroad for working.
Chong Le says, if you're a chef in China, you don't have a lot of stature. So, he says, I decided I'd definitely try to go abroad. I really want to go to the Mediterranean, he says, somewhere I can work and chill at the same time. That was Chong Le talking with me in Chengdu, China, back in April.